We take a moment today to mark the birthday of Winnie the Pooh. A.A. Milne's classic children's book, Winnie the Pooh, was published 75 years ago this weekend. Since then, generations of children have grown up with Pooh, Piglet, Eeyore, and many of the other characters of the Hundred Acre Wood. Milne wrote the books for his son, Christopher Robin Milne, and he gave up writing them when his son outgrew them. A.A. Milne died in 1956. His son died 40 years later. But the stories, with their drawings by E.H. Shepherd, have gone on and on. In fact, Winnie the Pooh is one of only a handful of children's books to remain in print since 1926. This excerpt may explain why.
One fine winter's day, when Piglet was brushing away the snow in front of his house, he happened to look up, and there was Winnie the Pooh. Pooh was walking round and round in a circle, thinking of something else, and when Piglet called out to him, he just went on walking.
"Hello,"
said Piglet.
"What are you doing?"
"Hunting," said Pooh.
"Hunting what?"
"Tracking something," said Winnie the Pooh very mysteriously.
"Tracking what?"
said Piglet, coming closer.
"That's just what I ask myself. I ask myself, what?"
"What do you think you'll answer?"
"I shall have to wait until I catch up with it," said Winnie the Pooh. "Now, look there."
He pointed to the ground in front of him.
"What do you see there?"
"Tracks," said Piglet. "Paw marks." He gave a little squeak of excitement. "Oh, Pooh, do you think it's a woozle?"
"It may be," said Pooh. "Sometimes it is, and sometimes it isn't. You never can tell with paw marks."
With these few words, he went on tracking, and Piglet, after watching him for a minute or two, ran after him. Winnie the Pooh had come to a sudden stop, and was bending over the tracks in a puzzled sort of way.
"What's the matter?"
asked Piglet.
"It's a very funny thing,"
said Bear,
"but there seem to be two animals now. This, whatever it was, has been joined by another, whatever it is, and the two of them are now proceeding in company. Would you mind coming with me, Piglet, in case they turn out to be hostile animals?"
Piglet scratched his ear in a nice sort of way, and said that he had nothing to do until Friday, and would be delighted to come, in case it really was a woozle.
"You mean in case it really is two woozles?"
said Winnie the Pooh, and Piglet said that anyhow he had nothing to do until Friday. So off they went together.
An excerpt from Winnie the Pooh, Chapter 3, subtitled In Which Pooh and Piglet Go Hunting and Nearly Catch a Woozle. Peter Dennis was the reader from the radio series The Complete Works of Winnie the Pooh.